Hello there, it's me again, Daisy. In this talk, we are going to examine the role of cups, the suit of cups, and the role that they play in a tarot deck. Okay, the suit of cups, also known as the suit of chalices or goblets, represents emotions, intuition, relationships, creativity, and the subconscious mind. It's associated with the element of water, reflecting fluidity, the ebb and flow of our emotions, and also reflecting our hidden depths, the power of the unseen realm. In astrology, the suit of cups is aligned with the water signs of the zodiac, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Cancerians are known for their intuitive nature, their deep empathy, and their ability to connect with others on an emotional level. Cancer, a cardinal water sign ruled by the moon, resonates with the emotional depth and nurturing qualities depicted in the cup suit. Scorpio, a fixed water sign, is ruled by Pluto and aligns with the transformative and intense energy symbolized by the cup suit. Scorpios possess profound emotional insight, passion, and a willingness to delve into the depths of their emotions and subconscious mind. And Pisceans embody the compassionate and intuitive qualities also associated with the cup suit. Pisceans are highly empathetic, imaginative, and often find themselves immersed in the realms of emotions and spiritual experiences. Let's start by looking at some of the main symbols that feature in the cup suit, starting with the cup itself. A cup, or chalice, represents receptivity, the vessel that holds our experiences and desires. It symbolises the receptiveness of the heart and so, by extension, our ability to connect with others on an emotional level. Water features heavily throughout the Rider-Waite tarot deck, not just in the cup cards by any means, and in every card the water always has a deep significance. In fact, especially in the non-cup cards, it serves as a reminder that no matter what the situation, the power of our emotions and intuition will always be a major and important force. The image of water flowing to or from cups, as in the Temperance and Star cards, which are trump cards, signifies abundance, emotional fulfillment, balance, and a healthy flow of feelings. I'm going to look at each card in the suit now. We can examine some of the different ways in which the cups express their special energy through the deck. The Ace of Cups, like all the aces, depicts a single hand emerging from the sky, a gift from the divine. The hand is holding a golden cup overflowing with water. A small white dove carrying a wafer in its beak is diving into the cup. A white dove is a universal symbol of peace and purity and divine inspiration. The wafer, a representation of the Holy Eucharist, re-emphasizes the sense that the energies represented by this card, love, peace, creativity, and intuition, are gifts from the divine. The Ace of Cups represents the pure essence of emotions, love, and intuition. It can also represent the awakening of deep emotional connections, new beginnings in love, new beginnings in creative or imaginative projects, and the potential for profound emotional fulfillment. It can sometimes represent simply falling back in love with life. However, as mentioned previously, every card has its shadow. The overflow of water, as depicted in the Ace, can sometimes suggest emotional overwhelm or unrequited love, or even, depending on context, as always, an explosion of emotional temper. The Two of Cups portrays a man and woman standing facing each other, holding cups in their hands, seemingly about to drink a toast. This card symbolises deep emotional connections, partnerships, and a harmonious relationships. The symbol featured between the two individuals is a caduceus, often associated with the Greek god Hermes. The caduceus consists of two snakes winding around a central staff with wings positioned at the top. This ancient symbol represents balance, harmony, healing, and the union of opposites. The presence of the caduceus in the Two of Cups suggests the merging of two energies, the meeting of minds, and the establishment of a deep emotional connection between two individuals. It signifies the potential for a harmonious and balanced relationship that is built on mutual respect, understanding, and shared love. The intertwining snakes on the caduceus represent the union of masculine and feminine energies, symbolizing the integration of opposites within the context of a romantic or intimate partnership. This can also extend to the idea of finding harmony within oneself by reconciling aspects or qualities within one's own personality. The Three of Cups generally represents joyful celebrations, friendship, and emotional connections. It shows three individuals raising their cups in a toast, symbolizing unity and shared happiness. This card signifies social gatherings, emotional support, and the abundance of positive relationships. In another context, it can also hint of too much exuberance, too much social life, and occasionally the appearance of this card may be suggesting it is time to recharge the emotional battery, retreat from the hurly-burly, and seek out some quiet time. The Four of Cups is a slightly somber card. It depicts a figure sitting under a tree, appearing uninterested in the cup that is being held out to him by a hand that emerges from the sky, a divine gift. He is instead gazing disconsolately at the three upright cups on the ground in front of him. This card symbolizes apathy, discontentment, or missed opportunities, probably due to being too focused on what is lacking. It can sometimes present itself as a bit of a kick in the pants. Perhaps it's time to stop feeling sorry for yourself, to look up and count your blessings. The Five of Cups has a similar theme to the Four, but here there is a sense of genuine grief and regret rather than mere discontentment. The card portrays a figure dressed in a black cape, standing before three spilled cups, representing loss, disappointment, and sorrow. However, behind him, he has his back to them, are two cups that are still upright, offering hope and a chance for emotional recovery. This card encourages acknowledgement and processing emotions associated with loss, while also emphasizing the importance of finding solace and moving forward. The river, which flows just beyond the three spilled cups, reminds us that everything passes, even the most painful moments in life. The Six of Cups reminds us of old friends. The card shows two somewhat enigmatic figures, one offering a cup to the other. One of the figures appears to be a child and the other an old woman. The cups are filled with white flowers, symbolizing joy and purity. This card speaks of nostalgia, innocence, and happy memories. It symbolizes childhood, kindness, and reconnecting with the past. It often signifies healing emotional wounds, embracing innocence, and finding comfort in old connections. But it can also hint of an unhelpful kind of nostalgia. I mentioned that the two figures were a little enigmatic. I am always slightly disconcerted by the sense that they are not really looking at each other, which, for me, offers us a warning not to look back with rose-tinted glasses, not to reimagine the past as if it was better and happier and more perfect than it really was, but to see it for what it was. Too much nostalgia can make it hard to move on. The Seven of Cups depicts a figure staring up at seven cups, each of which contains a symbol for desire. A castle emerges from one cup, symbolizing dreams of power, stability, and status. Jewels from another, symbolizing greed and love for luxury. A snake from another, representing sexual temptation and hidden unresolved fears. A dragon represents a restless desire for adventure. A mask represents pretense, dishonesty, and being fooled by illusion. A laurel garland represents a hunger for glory and accolade. And finally, a mystery object, what looks like a ghost covered in a sheet wrapped in red tinsel. I have no idea what it's meant to represent, and perhaps that is the point. This card represents confusion. The Seven of Cards warns us of the many distractions in our path. It signifies choices, fantasies, temptations, and illusions. This card warns of being overwhelmed by too many options or being misled by unrealistic dreams. It encourages discernment, focusing on practical goals and aligning desires with reality. In short, not to get carried away, but to keep our feet on the ground. The Eight of Cups portrays a somber figure trudging away through a rocky path into the unknown. Behind him is a stack of eight neatly arranged cups. Above him, the sun and the moon both shine together in a partial eclipse. This card speaks of leaving behind emotional attachments and unfulfilling situations, and of finding the courage to step out on your own. It represents a quest for deeper meaning, for self-discovery and spiritual growth. The presence of the moon and the sun together signifies the transformative nature of the journey. By leaving behind emotional attachments and embarking on a quest for deeper meaning, one can attain a great sense of self-awareness and a more harmonious integration of the conscious and the subconscious aspects of our existence. This card symbolizes the courage to let go of what no longer serves, however painful that may be, and to embark on a journey toward emotional fulfillment and growth. The Nine of Cups, often called the Wish card, showcases a chubby, contented-looking figure sitting with arms crossed, surrounded by nine cups arranged in a halo-like semicircle. It signifies emotional contentment, satisfaction, and fulfillment of desires. This card represents a time of emotional abundance, joy, and gratification. It encourages us to embrace our blessings and, above all, to appreciate the present moment. It can also, depending on context, warn of perhaps too much pleasure involving maybe a little too much compromise. There's an expression, a bit vulgar, so I'll clean it up before presenting it to you. The card sometimes speaks of someone whose buttocks are in the butter, as it were, which is all well and good, but only up to a point. The Ten of Cups represents the epitome of emotional fulfillment and harmony in relationships. It shows a joyous family, often depicted with a rainbow overhead. This card symbolizes love, unity, and domestic bliss. It signifies a harmonious and nurturing environment, deep emotional connections, and a sense of shared happiness and fulfillment. It, like the Six of Cups, can also sometimes hint of seeing the world through rose-tinted glasses, depending on context, as always. But if a querent has a very fixed idea of what constitutes perfect happiness, that state will always be unreachable, just like the treasure at the end of the rainbow. Once again, this card encourages a querent to celebrate what is as opposed to what might be. Which brings us to the Court cards and the personality traits or types of people that the Cup energy might represent. The Page of Cups represents youthful, imaginative, and intuitive energy. It depicts a young figure holding a cup with a surprise fish popping out of it. This card symbolizes new emotional experiences, creative inspiration, playfulness, and the exploration of intuitive abilities. It speaks of approaching life with optimism, of embracing our emotional sensitivity, and being open to new beginnings in love and creativity. The Knight of Cups embodies romance, charm, and emotional idealism. It depicts a knight on a quest, holding a cup while riding a horse. This card represents someone with passionate pursuits, who is keen on romantic gestures and the pursuit of emotional fulfillment. It encourages us to follow our hearts and to pursue creative endeavours. Sometimes, when it appears, it might represent someone or something that is somewhat lacking in grit. Of all the knights in tarot, the Knight of Cups is probably the least effective. He might be too easily led astray by romantic notions. The Queen of Cups exudes empathy, acceptance, and natural energy. She's depicted as a serene, contented figure, seated on a throne, holding an extravagantly ornate white elephant of a cup, which she's gazing upon with great affection. It reminds me of a mother's unconditional love as she gazes adoringly at her monstrously naughty and spoiled child. No one else can see its charm, but she can. This card symbolizes compassion, intuition, and emotional maturity. It encourages embracing and trusting one's emotions, offering support to others, and fostering loving connections. However, sometimes the Queen can be a little too indiscriminate in her love giving. Once again, depending on context, this may be what the card is hinting at. And finally, we come to the King of Cups. He is depicted as a mature figure sitting on a throne, on a raft, floating out to who knows where. He looks resigned, a little melancholy, but he also looks calm. In his right hand, he's holding a cup. In his left, he's holding a scepter. The scepter represents his authority, wisdom, and mastery over his emotions. It signifies his ability to govern his emotional realm with grace, fairness, and wisdom. The cup and scepter in balance, with the cup and scepter in balance, this king symbolizes emotional maturity, leadership, calm, wisdom, and compassion. And there you have it. That's the suit of cups. And it's notable how much lighter this suit appears than, for example, the swords. Blues and golds dominate the cards, as opposed to the blacks and greys that dominate the sword cards. The cup suit in tarot offers a gateway to understanding emotions, intuition, relationships, and the subconscious mind. Cups encourage us toward a more intuitive clarity and lead us away from being too reliant on rational thought. In a modern world that leans so heavily towards rationalism, the suit of cups urges us never to forget the importance of our intuition.